USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are reacting to the news that the Democrats are drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls this a sad day for America.
With the idea, just because you created a timeline to impeach a president that you disliked, you ignored facts. We would never be here.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's been a breakthrough in negotiations on a new North American trade deal.
This is a day we've all been working to and working for on the path to yes.
The USMCA trade deal is one of President Trump's top priorities and would give the president a victory before Christmas. Now, this would replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful says thanks but no thanks to the December Democratic debate. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard says she is going to skip the December 19th Democratic debate, even if she qualifies for it. The congresswoman from Hawaii says she's going to instead spend the time campaigning in the important primary states of New Hampshire and South Carolina. Gabbard is close to qualifying. She needs just one more poll with at least 4% support.
Some of those injured in the mass shooting at a Florida Navy base are being let out of the hospital. Naval Air Station Pensacola announced yesterday that five of those hurt in last week's shooting, including two deputies, have been released. Three people were killed in the shooting, along with the gunman. The FBI is looking into the terror attack and also seeking a possible motive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An alarming number of people are being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease as the population ages. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports on two drugs on the market that can help slow the progression in some patients.
In USA News for Your Health, Alzheimer's disease growing at a rate of epidemic proportions. In 2010, there were almost 500,000 people newly diagnosed. But by 2030, the number of new cases expected to rise by 35% as the population ages.
People are living longer. What we know about Alzheimer's and dementia in general is that the incidence increases significantly with age. So it's rare in people less than about 60, but as you go from 65 up, it increases significantly and becomes a common disease.
Dr. Lisa Billers, chief of neurology at Kaiser Permanente in Georgia, says you notice it when a family member or friend can't remember recent things.
The problem in Alzheimer's disease is that you can't encode new memories, so those memories don't stick.
Dr. Billers says there is medication, but it doesn't reverse the disease. It can slow it down.
Aricept. And then there's also Namenda. Those are the two main categories of drugs. They've been on the market for a long time. They work for some people, but not everyone.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1915 when the 1 millionth Ford car rolls off the assembly line in Detroit, Michigan. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.